We present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair's grandfather, Patricia Burke's mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, and Leonard Williams as Theodore Craythorpe in...
Storm in a Test Tube! Now, I'll show them how a scientist washes up. A spoonful of potassium permanganate crystals. A pinch of caustic soda. Oh, when they see how this works, I'll bet they'll put me on the telly doing adverts. And here is Professor Clitheroe to show us his magic washing up liquid called squirt. Housewives, you squirt. Don't stand over the sink all day scrubbing the pots, wearing yourself out.
Like that bad-tempered woman who fidgets all night with wavy lines going through her nut.
Have a deep sleep every morning while your washing up is done by a little squirt. Now back to Maverick. That's the crystals dissolved. Now, a little bit of nitrate... And last of all, 3 drops of acid. 1, 2... Oh, heck, I think I've overdone it. I'm certain I've overdone it.
Jimmy, haven't you finished that? Good heavens, what's happened? What have you done?
It was in a good cause, ma'am. I was saving you money.
Saving me money?
Yes, ma'am. That washing up stuff you bought cost 1 and 6, so I made me own for tuppence.
That chemistry set again. Look, if I see it in this kitchen once more, I'm going to show you an experiment. An explosion on the seat of your pants.
Ma'am, now don't lose your temper. You know it makes your neck go all blotchy.
Collect those pistols. Get them out of this kitchen!
Yes, ma'am, straight away, ma'am.
Oh.
Where is he? Where is he? Ah, there you are, you little menace. Come here.
Grandad, what's the matter, eh? You're twisting me collar.
I'm sorry, I meant to twist your ear.
Father, what is it?
It's little Louis Pasteur here and his chemicals.
Oh, now, what's he done?
Well, he put one of his concoctions in the bathroom and I've just gargled with it.
Well...
I thought I was poisoned. It was in one of my bottles and it was red. The same colour as my girdle.
Oh, that one. Well, I don't know why you're making such a fuss. That'll do your throat good. It kills germs.
Well, was it a gargle then?
No, it's a disinfectant. I made to clean the bath.
Well, my throat's not a drain.
Look, I'm sorry, but where else can I use my chemistry set? I need water and my man won't let me stay in here. Our Susan has a washbowl in her bedroom, but she won't let me use it.
You destructive little horror. I'll smack your face for you.
Help, ma'am, stop her. Has everybody gone mad?
I'm mad, all right.
I thought so. Grandad, get the vet.
Don't tell me he's done something to you too, Susan.
That's right. Don't tell her, Susan.
Shut up. Mother, there was an ink mark on my skirt, so I gave him 2 shillings to get me some stain remover from the chemist. But
why
didn't
waste
bother.
2 bob when I could make it myself for a tanner? So I just stuck an old label on the bottle.
Yes, and now I need something to stick over the white patch it's bleached in my brown skirt.
Well, would you believe it? I've invented a stain remover that contains its own bleach.
All right, Susan, I'll have your skirt repaired and Master James here will pay for it out of his weekly pocket money.
I am talking about money. Susan gave you 2 shillings. Now, where is her 1 and 6 pence change?
I thought the money would wake you up.
What's that?
I thought the money would make up an experiment.
What experiment?
Well, you know how you can change blue litmus paper to red and red to blue?
Yes.
Well, I changed 1 and 6 into whipped cream walnuts.
Don't worry, Susan. I'll stop the 1 and 6 out of his pocket money as well.
Ooh, if you keep this up, I'll have to wait till I'm 21 to buy my next bag of gold stoppers.
Susan, come on upstairs and show me the damage.
Righto, Grandad.
Well, I'll see if I can do anything with your skirt.
He could wear it instead of his kilt.
Don't you be cheeky. Now, just get all this chemistry stuff together and take it up to your bedroom.
Oh, my room's too small.
The last time I did an experiment in there, I couldn't sleep all night for the pong. Hey, I'll do it in Grandad's bedroom. He's got a cold.
I meant put it away. If you want to play with it, you can go out into the tool shed.
That's no good, Mama. I need lots of water.
Well, take it into the garden and then wait till it rains.
Oh, very funny. Ah, blooming ah.
Look, now, son, I don't mind you using your chemistry set if you'll find the right place.
I found a place. A big room with running water that's empty all day.
Well, that's all right, then. Where is it?
Our Susan's bedroom.
You can't use that, as you well know.
I could if we swap rooms.
Susan would never change rooms with you.
She might if I explain why, and if I said please, and if you told her to get out.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm having nothing to do with it.
All right, I'll ask her myself.
She'll chase you out of the house.
She'll never catch me. In that tight skirt and her high heels, she runs like a duck. Susan, where are you, Susan, dear? You're wanted.
I'm in the lounge. Does Mother want me?
No, I do, Sue.
Get out, you delinquent.
I'm sorry about the skirt, Sue.
So am I.
Do you forgive me, then?
Why? So you can start the torture all over again?
There's no need to be nasty. I'd let you have anything of mine. Me water pistol, me pogo stick, me ginger beer plant.
Don't be stupid.
I know you can have the false hand I bought at the joke shop.
The false hand?
Yes, you could have some fun with that in the back row of the pictures. When your boyfriend says, "Can I hold your hand?" just throw it on his knee and say, "Help yourself."
Oh, you are childish.
What do I want with any of your silly toys?
Well, I'm only trying to make up for what I did. And all you do is make fun of me.
Now stop crying.
I can't. You've started me off now. And I can't stop until I've run out of water.
Jimmy, stop it. All right, I forgive you.
About time, too.
What?
It's about time I did something for you.
Oh, that's all right.
No, I want to give you a present.
No, there's no need to.
Oh, please, Susan.
All right, then, what is it?
I'm going to give you my bedroom.
What do you mean?
Oh, my cozy little warm bedroom at the front of the house.
What about you?
Oh, I'll make do with your big cold back bedroom where the tap drips all night.
The tap doesn't drip.
It will if you stop in it. I mean, it might, and you wouldn't get your beauty sleep, and you need it badly.
Oh, do I?
Because you're so pretty.
Whatever you mean, I'm staying in my own room.
What about when a boyfriend brings you home? If I was in the back room, there'd be nobody to peep on you when you were standing at the front door snogging.
I'm not stand there snogging, as you call it. I admit, on Saturday, I spent a few minutes saying goodnight, but that boy was going away for a fortnight.
Well, the bloke who was here on Friday night must have been going away for good.
Now, don't start that again.
I'm sorry, Susan, but I'm trying to explain why it would be better if I had your bedroom. You had mine.
I see. Why do you want my room, Jimmy?
Because it's got a washbowl for me chemistry... All right, clever.
So now we've got the truth.
Well, won't you swap, Sue? Go on, please.
Get lost.
Eh?
Trying to fool me, you infant. I wouldn't let you in my room if you gave me a fortune.
I'm more likely to give you a fortune one. Why couldn't the stork have dropped her down somebody else's chimney?
Jimmy, what was all that shouting about?
My sister, Big Mouth Bertha.
Oh. And quiet little Jim didn't say a word. I gather the swap is off.
Mum, there's only one thing to do.
And what's that?
Buy a bigger house.
Oh, brilliant.
Look, Mum, we can sell this house and use the money to buy a bigger one.
But we would need more money than we'd get.
Well, we'll sell this house for a lot of money.
Oh, I've got work to do. You don't understand these things, Jimmy.
Who doesn't? I'll show how to sell a house. I once put a card in the paper shop and sold me roller skates for £5. And I'd have got more if they'd had wheels on. Granddad, anybody called while I've been away?
Well, not that I, Oh, yes, Ossie called round for you.
Oh, well, he's no money to buy a house.
What's that you say?
He wants to show me his bunny and his white mouse.
You know, Jimmy, I'm beginning to think you're up to something.
Grandad, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. Just got rid of that crazy notion about finding us a new house. I'm very happy where I am, and nobody's going to move me.
You could soon change your mind. What about when that house came empty next to the Rose and Crown? Was all my mum could do to stop you putting your bed on a handcart. I'll get it.
Oh, if it's for your mother, she'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Now then, young fella, is this the house that's up for sale?
Yes, have you brought the money with you?
No, I haven't. I've come to look the place over. Are they at home, or shall I call back?
They're all out except me grandad. But you can come in. I'm handling the deal.
Oh, well, they're starting you off young enough anyway. Did you write that advert I saw in the paper shop window?
Yes, I did that. Mod semi debt res freeheld.
And do you know what it means?
I don't have to. You're buying it.
Oh, well, I'd better take a look round. Is this your lounge? Oh, dear. I thought it would be a bigger room than this. I'll bet those alcoves collect some dust.
So, you think you'll have it, then?
Well, I'll just look at your living room.
Yes, sir. Well, would you wait there for a minute? I'd better warn me grandad. Now for it. Grandad, there's a gentleman here. He's come to see me mother.
Well, she's not in.
I know, but he just wants to look round. To wait in here a minute.
Well, what's stopping him?
You. Grandad. You couldn't have a walk in the back garden, could you?
I could do, but I'm not doing.
I didn't think you would. So I'll bring him in, then.
Yes.
Right. Keep your fingers crossed, Clitheroe. Come this way, Mr...
Fletcher.
Mr. Fletcher, would you not talk too much while you're in with me grandad?
Why not?
Well, his nerves are very bad and... the doctor says he's got to have complete quiet.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it. Well, you lead the way.
Grandad, this is Mr. Fletcher.
Come in.
Thank you. Don't let me disturb you.
That's all right. Have you lost something?
No, I'm just lifting your carpet up to look for dry rot. Does it bother you?
No, but it seems a funny way to pass the time.
Don't you want to go upstairs, Mr. Fletcher?
Not just for the moment. My word, these windows fit very badly. I bet they rattle like mad. No wonder your nerves are bad.
There's nothing wrong with my nerves.
But I thought the doctor said that...
Oh, we haven't told him.
I see. I'm sorry.
Look. What's going on?
I'm sure you ought to go upstairs, Mr. Fletcher.
In a minute. I don't like your ceiling. It's all cracked. And this room wants redecorating. Whoever put that paper on your walls had no idea how to make a joint.
I decorated this room myself.
Ah, well, that accounts for it.
Mr. Fletcher, hadn't you better go upstairs?
Quiet, Jimmy. The man's old enough to know whether he wants to go upstairs or not.
Well, I'm sorry, but I think this house is in very bad shape.
Well, it might not suit you, but we're quite satisfied with it.
Ah, well, some people will live anywhere.
Well, just a bit enough of this, and I won't sit here and be insulted anymore.
Oh, we've got a very nice coal shed.
This has been a real wild goose chase.
Well, I didn't ask you to come.
We've a lovely view from the pantry. Oh, heck.
See who that is, Jimmy.
You have no right to mislead people.
Now, don't argue with me. What did you come for in the first place?
It's not going very well at all. Yes, all right.
It's only me, Jimmy. I had to come back. I'd forgotten to take my key.
Well, could you take your key and forget to come back?
What are you talking about?
If you don't believe me, you can look in the paper shop window for yourself. I know what I'd do if he was my lad. He wouldn't sit down for a fortnight.
Well, how did I know...
How are you going, Mr. Fletcher?
Get out of my way, you young rip.
Whoever was that?
Oh, just a friend.
Pat... Do you know what that young scallywag of yours has done? He's put an advert in a shop window saying that the house was for sale.
Jimmy.
You deal with him, Pat. If I get my hands on him, it'll be a case for the cruelty man.
Just you wait till I've made the tea. I won't half give you what for.
Oh, heck, here's another one. Well, he's had it.
Hello, James.
It's the wrong number. We're not selling and we're all out.
Who was it, Jimmy?
Mr. Craythorpe wanting to buy... Oh, heck. I'm sorry, Mr. Craythorpe. Come in, please.
Thank you, I'm sure. But when you next decide to slam the door in my face, would you please give me time to remove my bowler hat?
Oh, heck. It is a bit flat at the front.
Dear me, dear Mr. Craythorpe in the lounge. I'll call you when tea's ready.
Righto, ma'am. Come in here, Mr. Craythorpe.
Thank you. Now, what else can we do to amuse you? Perhaps you would like to test my reflexes with the poker.
It's no use trying to amuse me. I've just remembered. I'm miserable.
Oh, come, come, James. Where's your sense of humour? I was only pulling your leg.
It's not you, Mr. Craythorpe. You never make me miserable. I always laugh at you.
Yes, well, I take that as a compliment. Now, what is wrong, James?
I'm fed up. Our Susan won't let me have a wash bowl. I can't use the kitchen sink. I daren't go in the bathroom. And they won't let me sell the house and get a bigger one, even though the man read the advert where I sold my roller skates in the paper shop with no wheels on. So can you blame me for being upset?
That is, I'm a little confused myself.
What about?
This mobile paper shop with no wheels. I mean... The man who advertised the roller skates with paper...
You're not just confused, you potty.
I beg your pardon.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Neither do I. James, whatever is wrong, I shouldn't worry about it.
Oh, it's all right for you. You've got a big house. 5 bedrooms and there's only you and your sister... Mr. Craythorpe, how would you like a lodger?
Just a minute, James. Do you mean yourself?
Mr. Craythorpe, can I use a room in your house...
...to play
with my chemistry set?
No, no. I have vivid and painful memories of helping you with an experiment in your bathroom... ...when you took the cork out and I held the lighted candle.
Well, your moustache grew again.
No, I'm sorry, James, but my sister wouldn't allow you to come to our house.
If only I could have our Susan's room, I'd have been all right. Hey, could our Susan live with you?
Certainly not. I'm afraid you'll just have to put up with things as they are. Of course, in a year or two, Susan may get married and then you'd have a spare room.
Who'd marry her? Hey, I know somebody who might. Alfie Hall. He's daft enough. If I get moving, he could marry her for next Saturday.
James, of course he couldn't.
Why not? He'll have nothing else to do now the football season's finished.
Mother, if that's Alfie, tell him I've gone out.
I'll tell him no such thing. Come in, Alfie.
Yeah, hello, Mrs. Clitheroe. Oh, I hope your Susan's in, because last night we had a bit of a tiff, and when we said goodnight, we weren't speaking. Well, what made it worse, you see, was I brought her home on my motorbike, and when she was getting off, she tore her mac on my mudguard, so I thought I'd come round and patch it up.
Yes, well, that's very noble of you, I'm sure.
Do you know, I've not slept all night.
Oh.
Well, it's awful when somebody tells you you're a fool, and you know you can't help it. Yeah. I mean, you know, when you know it's not your fault. Well, Have you got such a thing as a headache powder?
You better come in the room and sit down. I'll make you a cup of tea.
Well, it was all because I wanted more girls than boys. And she said I ought to be satisfied with 6 of each.
You believe in planning well ahead, don't you?
Well, we haven't all that much time. The party's tomorrow night.
Oh, are you planning a party?
Well, what did you do? Oh, I... I've a blush.
No, but I bet I have.
Hello, Alfie.
Yeah, hello, Jimmy.
If you come to see our Susan, she says, can you call back?
Of course I can.
In about 25 years.
Now, that young lady's going too far. You wait here, Alfie. I'll just give her a gentle reminder that when someone calls to see her, she has a duty to her guests.
while we're on our own, I want to have a serious talk with you.
Ah, well, you can save your breath. I'm lending you no more money this week.
I don't want any. As a matter of fact, I think I've got enough now to buy the wedding present.
What wedding present?
For you and our Susan. You are going to marry her, aren't you?
I've not really thought about it.
Well, you want to start thinking. She's not getting any younger, you know. She won't see 17 and a half again.
But we've not even discussed it. But besides, your Susan's got a lot of boyfriends. She's perhaps still waiting for to meet the right one.
Well, that's you. The first time she brought you to tea, my grandad said, "You've got a right one there."
I must say it'd be very nice. A little cottage on top of a hill, and you and Susan waiting for me with me dinner on the fire and me slippers in the oven. It would mean a lot to me.
It'd mean a lot to me. I could make me own stink bombs.
I beg your pardon?
Pink ones. You know, roses round the door.
But I'd like to ask you to marry me, but... Oh, no, it'd be too much of a shock. It might bring on a faint.
She wouldn't faint.
Who's talking about her? Besides, I wouldn't know what to say.
There's nothing to it. I've seen them on the telly. You go down on one knee and say, "Without you, I am nothing. Make me a king."
Make me a king. What happens then?
Well, if she doesn't crown you, you're in.
Wouldn't it be better if I just asked her how she'd like to mend me socks?
Oh, hello, Susan. You've just come at the right time, hasn't she, Alfie?
Yes. Hello, Susan.
Good afternoon, Mr. Hall.
Alfie wants to ask you something. Go on, Alfie.
Yeah, well, I was...
He wants to know if you...
No, all right, I'll ask her.
Well, get on with it, then. Are you going to do that bit on one knee, or aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Well,
I feel daft.
Ask her how you are, then.
I don't like.
Well, I'll ask her.
No.
I wish somebody would ask something.
Have you any brown paper?
Yes.
Well, wrap up. Now, are you going to ask her?
Jimmy Clitheroe, what's going on?
Well, it's like this, Susan, you see. I wanted to find out if what I mean is, would you... But the question is, do you think it'd be possible for the... supposing the two of us found ourselves in... Could I have a drink of water?
Just get it over with, you can have champagne.
Look, Susan, what I'm trying to say is that you wouldn't like to grow up into an old maid, but even if you did, I'd want to be with you a bit because I like old maids. And, oh,
Alfie Hall, is this another of your silly jokes?
No, it's one of Jimmy's. I mean, it's...
Well, if you're both at it, you'll make a good pair. You're just about the same mental age group. I've had enough, I'm going.
Well, you made a right mess of that.
Yeah, I made a mess of it.
I'm glad to hear you admit it.
You got me in such a dither, I didn't know what I was doing.
All you were doing was dithering. Have a lie down for 5 minutes while I go and smooth her over. Then you can have another go when you've got your second wind.
Oh. Well, look, I'll work it out all in my own way. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll come round tomorrow and do a proper job on it. And just to make sure, I'll bring a box of chocolates.
Good idea. Get peppermint creams.
I thought she didn't like them.
Who's talking about her?
What's going on, Jimmy?
I'm sorry, did I wake you up?
Of course you did, Jimmy. Oh, I was in the middle of my afternoon nap. What do you want?
Could you move out of the lounge and go and talk to Mr. Craythorpe in the living room?
Me talk to that old windbag? I'd never get a word in. Besides, Jimmy, I sneaked in here to get out of his way.
Grandad, it's for a very good cause.
There needs to be. What's going on?
Our Susan's getting married.
Susan's getting married? When did you tell you that?
Oh, she doesn't know about it yet.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Alf Hall is coming round to propose to our Susan with a box of chocolates, and he says it's 10 to 1 he'll get a hand in marriage.
And at 64, he'll get my boot where he keeps his brains.
He's got big plans for her. They're moving into a cottage. Roses round the door and everything.
Who's been telling you fairy tales? Why, he hasn't got two pennies to rub together. If he married Susan, he'd expect to be moving in here and live with us.
You mean we'd have less room in the house than we have now?
Well, that's about the size of it.
Well, if he thinks his dinner's going in our oven, he's had his chips. I'll go, Grandad. What a nerve wanting to come and live here after he's married. Instead of getting our Susan room, I'd have to give mine to Alfie. Unless he slept downstairs. No, I'd have to move out. All right.
Yeah, hello, Jim.
You've got a cheek asking me to sleep on the sofa.
You are.
You can just go back where you came from. Leave the chocolates.
I don't know what you're going on about, but I'm giving these to Susan myself. Where is she?
She's out. She's gone to Blackpool for a week.
Jimmy, if that's our Paul, I'll be down in a minute.
Short week, wasn't it?
All right, I was trying to save you from getting in our Susan's clutches.
Well, don't bother. She can clutch me anytime she likes.
But Alfie, you don't know what she's like.
James, your mother wants to know if...
And another thing, Susan's bad-tempered. She'd be shouting at you all day and she throws things. You'd have to wear a crash helmet to go on your honeymoon.
James, what a thing to say. Susan is a charming girl, sweet, pretty...
Mr. Craythorpe, I wasn't talking to you.
Yeah, well, don't talk to me. I like Susan.
But Alfie, she's really awful, really. She paints her toenails and dyes her hair and they aren't her own teeth.
James, this is too much. I can't stand here listening to all those lies.
Well, go back to the living room.
How dare you?
I'm sorry, Mr. Craythorpe, but I don't want Alfie to ask Susan to marry him.
I only want to ask her to go to the pictures.
You what?
Well, I can't propose to her now.
Why?
My mum won't let me.
Well, why didn't you say so, getting me worried?
But, James, I thought you wanted Mr. Hall to marry Susan.
It's no use anybody marrying her unless they have a house to take her to so that I can have a bedroom. Mr. Craythorpe, you have a big house.
Oh, yes.
And you're not married.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, but Susan's a charming girl. You said so.
Yes, I know.
Sweet,
I did.
Sweet, pretty, yes. Never James, loses please. Her temper. No,
in that recording of the Clitheroe Kid, you heard Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Leonard Williams, Danny Ross, Diana Day and Gordon Rawlings. The theme music was written by Alan Roper and played by the BBC Northern Dance Orchestra, directed by Alan Ainsworth. The programme was written by James Casey and Ronnie Taylor, produced by James Casey and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
I just came back to tell you Mr. Craythorpe wouldn't marry our Susan, the coward. Still, I don't blame him, really. I've tasted her cooking. Cooking? Ooh, she can spoil cornflakes. You know those that go snap, crackle and pop? When she's finished with them, they just go... By the way, I've had to give up chemistry. They said it was getting on the nerves. Still, I thought of something else that I can play with anywhere in the house without bothering anybody at all. I'm saving up to buy a set of drums. Ta-ra!
Next week, can the cheeky schoolboy help his mother on a very unusual day?